Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malek into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malek's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malek's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now. In the year 2024, Dr. Malek Evans, a visionary quantum physicist, embarked on a groundbreaking journey. Driven by his quest to understand the deeper connections between consciousness, time, and the universe, Malek activated his experimental quantum resonance chamber. But this wasn't just a leap through time, it was a leap into the fabric of reality itself. Now, Malek finds himself navigating across timelines, inhabiting the lives of others at pivotal moments in history. Guided only by his lifelong friend, Admiral Julius J.T. Thompson, and the Echo, a mystical quantum device, Malek must uncover the hidden perfection in every situation. Trapped in these lives, Malek confronts challenges that test not just his mind, but his very soul. With each leap, he's driven by the need to reveal the inherent order in chaos, to understand the interconnectedness of all things. And though his journey is one of acceptance and spiritual alignment, Malek often finds himself compelled to intervene, knowing that every action could ripple through time. But Malek's ultimate hope? That each leap brings him closer to a greater understanding, and perhaps, one day, the leap that will unlock the true nature of perfection. Welcome to Quantum Resonance, a journey like no other, where time, consciousness, and the universe resonate in perfect harmony.
Malek leaned forward, his elbows resting on the edge of the old, wooden table that served as their makeshift war room. The dim light cast long shadows across the room, accentuating the tension that hung thick in the air. Across from him, Emily Carter sat with her arms crossed, her brow furrowed in concentration. She had the look of someone who had been through countless battles before, and yet, the uncertainty of this one was etched clearly on her face. "We need to be absolutely clear on this," Malek began, his voice low but firm. "Grant isn't just some corporate suit. He's the mastermind behind everything. If we don't play this right, we're done. Emily nodded, her eyes locked onto Malik's with a seriousness that matched his own. I've dealt with people like him before, she said, her voice steady. But never someone with this much power. The stakes are higher, and the consequences. Well, you don't need me to tell you how bad it could get if we screw this up. Malik appreciated her bluntness. Emily was new to the group, but her reputation as an investigative journalist preceded her. Sarah had vouched for her, insisting that Emily's contacts and skills would be invaluable. Malik had quickly realized she was right. Emily had a way of getting to the heart of a matter, cutting through the noise to focus on what really mattered. "Let's go over the plan again," Malik said, glancing briefly at Sarah, who was scribbling notes on a yellow notepad beside him. "We need to make sure we've covered every angle." Emily leaned in, her fingers tapping rhythmically against the table. "Our main goal is to expose Grant's involvement in manipulating the ERTA to benefit his corporation. We've got enough evidence to tie him to the layoffs, but we need more on the offshore accounts and the money trail leading back to the politicians he's bought off." Sarah looked up, her eyes filled with determination. "Emily's contacts have given us a few leads. There's a banker in Zurich who handled some of the transactions. If we can get him to talk." Emily cut in, "It's a long shot, but it's our best bet. The problem is, Grant's already suspicious. He's tightened security around everyone connected to him. We don't have much time before he makes his move." Malik frowned. "And what about the press? We need to be ready to go public the moment we have what we need." "I've got that covered," Emily said confidently. "I have a few allies in the media who are ready to run the story as soon as we give them the green light. They're aware of the risks, but they know how important this is." Malik nodded, feeling a slight sense of relief. Emily had come through in ways he hadn't expected. But that relief was fleeting as he thought about the looming threat of Alan Grant. The man was dangerous, more so than anyone in the room probably realized. Malik had seen men like him before, ruthless, calculating, willing to do whatever it took to maintain their power. "Grant's not going to sit back and let us take him down," Malik warned, his voice grave. "He's already made moves to cover his tracks, and if he even suspects we're close to exposing him, he'll act fast. We need to anticipate that." Emily's eyes narrowed. "What are you suggesting?" Malik leaned back slightly, his mind racing. "We turn his tactics against him. Grant's used to being in control, manipulating the situation to his advantage. But if we can make him think he's lost that control, if we can make him paranoid, he might start making mistakes." Sarah exchanged a look with Emily, her lips pressing into a thin line. "It's risky," she admitted. "But it might be our only shot." Emily was already nodding, her mind clearly working through the possibilities. "We need to feed him false information, something that makes him think he's about to be exposed. It has to be credible enough to shake him, but not so obvious that he sees through it." Malik's thoughts aligned with hers. "We create a diversion, something that forces him to redirect his attention. While he's busy putting out that fire, we go after the real target, the money trail, the politicians on his payroll." "And the activists?" Sarah asked, her voice tinged with concern. "They're ready to move, but if we miscalculate..." "They'll be in the line of fire," Malik finished for her. "We'll have to time it perfectly. The activists need to be ready to strike, but we can't give Grant any reason to go after them until we're ready." Emily took a deep breath, her gaze unwavering. "It's a dangerous game, but if we pull it off, we can bring him down. This isn't just about stopping the layoffs anymore, it's about dismantling the whole corrupt system he's built." Malik could feel the weight of the plan settling on his shoulders. The risks were enormous, and one wrong move could destroy everything they were fighting for. But the alternative, doing nothing, letting Grant continue his reign unchecked, was unthinkable. "Then it's settled," Malik said, his voice firm. "We move forward with the plan. But we do it smart, we do it carefully, and we do it together." As he spoke, the room seemed to grow colder, the shadow of Alan Grant's presence looming over them like a dark cloud. Malik knew the man wouldn't go down without a fight, and the coming days would test them all in ways they hadn't yet imagined. But for now, they had a plan, and they had each other. "It would have to be enough." As Malik finished speaking, the room's temperature seemed to drop, a chill creeping into the air as if the shadow of Alan Grant himself had taken residence. Emily's eyes locked onto his, her expression a mixture of determination and something else, something Malik couldn't quite place. But before he could dwell on it, a familiar humming filled the room, a resonance that thrummed in his bones. Malik stiffened, knowing what was coming, but he kept his face impassive as Emily continued to speak. Her words became background noise as the air between them began to shimmer, the light bending and warping until a figure emerged, as if being pieced together from the very fabric of the quantum realm. Admiral Julius J.T. Thompson stood there, a hologram powered by the quantum internet, visible only to Malik. The Echo, a small device in JT's hand, pulsed with a faint glow, its swirling patterns reflecting in his steely eyes. Malik, JT greeted, his voice layered with the same calm authority that had guided Malik through countless missions, both real and metaphysical. I've got some intel for you, and you're not going to like it. Malik didn't respond immediately, his gaze flicking between JT and Emily, who was oblivious to the holographic presence standing inches away from her. She was still talking, laying out the details of their plan, her voice a blend of sharp intelligence and suppressed urgency. Emily's connections are deep, JT continued, his voice low, cutting through Malik's thoughts like a knife through fog. But not all of them are clean. She's got ties to people who might be playing both sides of this game. You need to tread carefully. Malik's jaw tightened imperceptibly, his mind racing. The Echo hummed, sending a wave of clarity through him, grounding him even as the implications of JT's words sank in. Emily was vital to their operation, her network of contacts and investigative skills essential in exposing the conspiracy that threatened to tear the city apart. But if she was compromised, he couldn't afford to show doubt. Not now. Stay with me here, Malik, JT urged, his holographic form stepping closer. The Echo's light intensified, casting eerie shadows across the walls. You need her, but you can't trust her completely. Not yet. Keep her close, but don't reveal everything. Use her skills, but make sure you're the one calling the shots. Malik forced himself to nod subtly, his attention snapping back to Emily just as she finished her sentence. She paused, searching his face for any sign of hesitation, but he gave her none. And what about Grant? Malik asked, smoothly shifting the conversation back on track as if nothing had happened. His voice was steady, but beneath the surface, his mind was a whirlwind of calculations. Emily's lips thinned into a hard line. He's more dangerous than we anticipated. The Erda is just the tip of the iceberg. Grant's playing a long game, and he's got more power than we thought. If we're going to stop him, we need to hit hard and fast, turn his own tactics against him before he can react. Malik nodded, though JT's presence loomed over every word. What's our next move? Emily didn't hesitate. We need to get inside his network, find out who's backing him and why. The activists have some leads, but we'll need to dig deeper. I've got a contact who can help, but it's risky. She's not lying, JT murmured, his hologram circling around to stand beside Emily, his expression unreadable. But she's not telling you everything either. There's something she's holding back, something big. You need to figure out what it is before it's too late. Malik suppressed a sigh, the weight of the situation pressing down on him like a vice. Every decision he made from here on out had to be precise, calculated. One wrong move, and the entire operation could crumble, along with any hope of stopping Grant and the devastation his plans would unleash. All right, Malik said aloud, locking eyes with Emily. We'll move forward with your contact, but we do it my way. I want full control of the intel before we make any moves. Emily hesitated, just for a fraction of a second, but it was enough. Malik caught it, and so did JT, whose holographic form shifted, his gaze narrowing on her. The Echo's hum deepened, vibrating through Malik's bones, reminding him of the ever-present danger lurking beneath the surface. Agreed, Emily finally said, her voice steady but with an edge of reluctance. But we need to act quickly. Grant's already making moves, and if we don't keep up, we'll lose any chance of stopping him. Malik nodded, the plan solidifying in his mind even as a thousand doubts swirled beneath the surface. He couldn't afford to let them show, couldn't afford to falter. Not now. Stay sharp, Malik, JT warned, his hologram beginning to fade, the light from the Echo dimming as he did. This is only the beginning. And then JT was gone, the room returning to its previous state, as if nothing had happened. But Malik knew better. The game had changed, and from here on out, every move mattered. Malik took a breath, steadying himself as the room settled back into its familiar, tense atmosphere. JT's hologram had vanished, leaving only the echoes of his words in Malik's mind. He glanced at Emily, her face set in determined lines, though there was a flicker of uncertainty in her eyes, something she was trying hard to suppress. "Let's go over the plan again, Emily," Malik said, his tone firm but not unkind. "I need to hear it from you, start to finish. No room for ambiguity." Emily met his gaze, nodding slightly. "All right, here's where we stand," she began, leaning forward. "The ERTA is the centerpiece of Grant's strategy. He's leveraged its sweeping tax cuts to funnel billions into the coffers of his corporate allies, all while setting the stage for massive layoffs across the country. Those layoffs are a means to consolidate power, destroying the economic base of thousands of families, driving them into financial desperation, and creating a workforce that's easy to manipulate." Malik listened, his mind parsing each detail. The stakes were clear. This wasn't just about a few companies downsizing, it was about systematically crippling the middle class. "We know Grant's next move," Emily continued, her voice steady. "He's planning to expand his influence by controlling the narrative around the ERTA. He's already got politicians in his pocket, but now he's aiming for the public's trust. He's manipulating the media, using planted stories and doctored reports to paint the ERTA as the savior of the American economy, while anyone who opposes it is labeled a traitor or a communist." Malik's jaw tightened. "So, how do we stop him?" Emily leaned in closer, her voice lowering conspiratorially. "We hit him where it hurts, expose the truth about the ERTA and Grant's manipulation. But it's not just about leaking documents. We need to control the narrative, just like he is. We've got insiders who've already provided us with classified documents, memos, financial records, communications between Grant and his political cronies. We'll use these to paint a picture of the real story, how Grant and his allies are using the ERTA to dismantle the American dream for their own gain." Malik nodded, but there was a gnawing feeling in his gut, one that JT's warning had only intensified. "And the activists? What's their role?" Emily's expression darkened slightly. "The activists are our boots on the ground. They've been organizing protests, but we need to escalate. We're planning a series of coordinated demonstrations in key cities, New York, DC, Chicago, timed to coincide with the release of the documents. The idea is to create a media storm, force the public to confront the truth. We've got a contact who's ready to leak the files to a few select journalists who haven't been bought off yet. They'll publish, and when they do, the protests will be the lead story on every major network." Malik could see the pieces falling into place. The plan was bold, maybe even reckless, but it had the potential to work. If they could expose Grant's true motives and show the country what the ERTA really meant, they could turn the tide. But it wasn't without risks. "What about Grant's response?" Malik asked, his tone cautious. "He won't just sit back and let this happen." Emily nodded, her expression grim. "We know. That's why we're counting on speed and surprise. The protests will draw his attention, but the real blow will come from within his own network. We have someone on the inside, a high-ranking official who's fed up with being used as a pawn. They've agreed to testify, to confirm everything once the documents are out. Grant won't see it coming, and by the time he tries to retaliate, it'll be too late." Malik leaned back, processing the plan. It was a multi-pronged attack: expose the truth, control the narrative, and hit Grant from within. If they could pull it off, it would cripple his power base and derail his entire strategy. But it hinged on trust. Trust in their sources, trust in the activists, and trust in Emily. "And if something goes wrong?" Malik asked, his voice betraying a hint of the doubt he was trying to suppress. Emily's gaze hardened. "We adapt. We're not going in blind, Malik. We've got contingencies in place, backup files, alternate contacts, safe houses if we need them. This isn't just a one-shot deal. We've prepared for every possibility." Malik nodded slowly, feeling the weight of the plan settle on his shoulders. It was ambitious, dangerous, and riddled with potential pitfalls. But it was also their best shot. JT's voice echoed in his mind, a reminder to stay sharp, to trust but verify. "All right, Malik said finally, locking eyes with Emily. We move forward, but we do it my way. I want to know everything, every step of the way. No surprises. Emily nodded, her expression resolute. You've got it, Malik. We're in this together. The plan was set, the pieces were in place. Now all they had to do was execute it, and hope that when the dust settled, they'd be the ones left standing. Malik, still wearing Davy's skin, took a deep breath and focused on the task at hand. He was in the middle of updating Sarah and Tom on the information he had received from Emily. The room was dimly lit, shadows dancing across the walls as the tension between the three of them grew thicker by the second. Emily's got everything lined up, Malik said, his voice steady, though inside he was anything but calm. She's found a way to get the documents out without drawing too much attention. We can expose the whole operation, but it has to be tonight. Tom nodded, his face a mask of grim determination. Good. The sooner we move, the better. We can't afford any more delays. Sarah, however, was less enthusiastic. She had been listening intently, her eyes narrowing slightly as Malik spoke. There was something in her gaze that made him uneasy, like she was weighing his words, searching for something beneath the surface. And what about Grant? Sarah asked, her tone carefully neutral. You said Emily's confident, but what if he's already onto us? We know he's not just sitting around waiting for us to make our move. Malik felt a prickle of doubt. He had expected this from Tom, not Sarah. She was usually the one pushing forward, always ready to take risks to get the truth out. But now, there was a caution in her voice that hadn't been there before. Emily's covered her tracks, Malik reassured her, though even as he said it, the words felt hollow. He didn't know Emily as well as Davy did, didn't know any of them as well as Davy did. He was playing a dangerous game, relying on instincts that weren't his own. Tom crossed his arms, his eyes flicking between Malik and Sarah. We've come too far to back out now. If we hesitate, we lose everything. Sarah didn't respond immediately. Instead, she leaned back in her chair, her eyes never leaving Malik's. I'm just saying, we need to be sure. If we rush this, we might miss something. We can't afford mistakes, Davy. Malik's heart skipped a beat. There was something off about the way she said his name, the way she was looking at him. It was as if she was testing him, probing for a reaction. The echo pulsed softly in the back of his mind, a warning he couldn't fully decipher. We won't make any mistakes, Malik said firmly, trying to project the confidence Davy would. We stick to the plan, and we'll be fine. But Sarah wasn't convinced. She glanced at Tom, who gave her a barely perceptible nod, an exchange that didn't go unnoticed by Malik. His unease deepened, a cold knot forming in his stomach. What aren't you telling me? Malik asked, his voice low, cautious. He needed to tread carefully, but he couldn't afford to be in the dark any longer. Sarah's gaze hardened, her usual warmth replaced by something colder, more calculating. What do you mean, Davy? We've been nothing but transparent with each other, haven't we? Malik's mind raced. The echo hummed again, a cryptic signal that something was very wrong. He replayed the conversation in his head, the subtle shifts in tone, the way Sarah and Tom seemed more in sync than usual. He had missed something, some piece of the puzzle that had been right in front of him all along. Tom's voice cut through his thoughts, sharp and demanding. We don't have time for this, Davy. Either you're in, or you're out. We need to know where you stand. Malik could feel the pressure mounting, the walls closing in around him. If he hesitated now, they would know that he wasn't really Davy, that something was off. But if he pushed too hard, he risked revealing too much, tipping his hand before he was ready. Of course I'm in, Malik said, forcing a smile that felt foreign on his face. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Sarah's eyes softened slightly, but the tension remained. We are, Davy. We've always been on the same side. But we need to trust each other, now more than ever. Malik nodded, but his mind was elsewhere, piecing together the fragments of doubt that had been building since the conversation began. Sarah and Tom were hiding something. Something that went beyond their usual caution. And whatever it was, it involved him. Let's just get this done, Malik said, standing up and moving toward the door. He needed to clear his head, to think without their watchful eyes on him. We'll meet at the drop point in an hour. As he left the room, he could feel their gazes burning into his back, a silent confirmation of the growing rift between them. Once outside, he paused, letting the cool night air wash over him as he tried to calm the storm raging inside. JT, I need you, Malik whispered under his breath, hoping the Admiral would hear him through the echo. He couldn't do this alone, not when the very people he was supposed to trust were keeping secrets from him. What the hell am I missing? But there was no immediate response, just the quiet hum of the city around him. Malik knew he was running out of time. If he didn't figure out what Sarah and Tom were planning, and fast, everything could come crashing down. And this time, he wasn't sure he'd be able to piece it back together.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Quantum Resonance. Episode 4, Echoes of Deception. Malik's mission takes a perilous turn as he meets Tom and Sarah at the drop point, only to discover that nothing is as it seems. Trust shatters, and the carefully laid plans spiral into chaos, leaving Malik scrambling to regain control. As danger closes in from all sides, Malik must make split-second decisions to save not only himself but everyone caught in the crossfire. The stakes skyrocket, and the tension becomes unbearable as Malik faces his most dangerous challenge yet. Get ready for a roller coaster of twists and turns in this pulse-pounding episode of Quantum Resonance. This is one episode you can't afford to miss. Unlock the world of Quantum Resonance with more than 2,000 episodes of suspense, mystery, and spiritual awakening in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Quantum Resonance isn't just a podcast, it's an immersive experience that will take you on a journey through time, consciousness, and the hidden perfection within every moment. With over 97 thrilling seasons, this exclusive audio series reimagines the beloved concepts of Quantum Leap, blending them with the transformative teachings of Antonio T. Smith Jr. Step into the world of Dr. Malik Evans, a visionary quantum physicist who embarks on a mission like no other. Each leap transports Malik into the lives of individuals at pivotal moments in history, where he must navigate complex webs of corporate conspiracy, political intrigue, and spiritual dilemmas. Guided by the enigmatic Admiral J.T. Thompson and the Echo, a quantum device embodying collective ancestral wisdom, Malik's journey is one of deep understanding and profound self-discovery. But here's the twist: Malik's mission isn't to change the past. Instead, he's driven to uncover the hidden perfection already present in every situation. Can he resist the urge to intervene and instead illuminate the divine order within life's seeming chaos? For a limited time, you can gain exclusive access to all 200-plus episodes of Quantum Resonance, each one packed with suspense, mystery, and spiritual insights that will keep you on the edge of your seat. This is content you won't find anywhere else, and it's available only in our exclusive content section. For just $5.97 per month or $59.70 per year, unlock the full experience of Quantum Resonance along with Antonio T. Smith Jr.'s groundbreaking Law of Attraction, Esoteric Knowledge, and Spiritual Mentoring content. Imagine the transformative power of Gaia, but infused with Antonio's unique wisdom and life-changing insights and master storytelling. Listen to all new original stories, TV dramas, and audio shows, but only in the exclusive content section of this podcast. Don't miss out on this unparalleled journey. Subscribe now and dive into the world of Quantum Resonance. Each episode will challenge your perceptions, inspire your spirit, and reveal the interconnectedness of all things. Subscribe today and begin your journey with Antonio's exclusive series. Remember, once it's gone forever. Don't wait, your next leap awaits. Unlock exclusive access now.